for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Celebrate You. If you listened to my previous podcast, you know my topic was Stay on Schedule. Hope you made it a priority to listen, since I shared valuable guidance that will prove beneficial to you and to your staff. In case you missed that podcast, I began by addressing the value of presentation timing. From there, I discussed ways to keep track of your time when speaking, and I concluded by helping you figure out the necessity of having a contingency plan so you can shorten your presentation if warranted. Now that 30 days have elapsed, hopefully you're able to implement the content of that podcast. And please remember, I'm always ready to answer any of your burning questions. Sounds like we're definitely ready to move on to this month's topic. Since I'm a Leo, I tend to favor the month of August. Therefore, I chose to speak about the importance of celebrating. Not only is this podcast designed to help each of you as my listeners, but it's also a useful reminder to myself, in as much as I tend to overlook the value of celebrating. Now, here are the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. The questions I plan to answer are, number one, how do we truly define celebrate? Number two, how helpful is it to celebrate occasionally? And finally, how do you actually implement a celebration? Beginning with the first question, how do we truly define celebrate? The term celebrate is typically thought of to commemorate or to honor an occasion. This may involve a special ceremony or festivities. For instance, perhaps you already have a routine established when you celebrate a national holiday, a birthday, or some ritual. If that sounds familiar, you're off to a good start. Now let's move on to my second question. How helpful is it to celebrate occasionally? I'm big on consistency. For me, that means that occasionally doesn't work quite as well. When you think about the events mentioned in the first question, what comes into play is predictability. The issue with occasionally means that it may or may not occur. So, it's not as critical how you define frequency, since that may mean daily, weekly, or maybe even monthly. In my opinion, what does matter is that whatever frequency works best for you, I suggest adhering to it consistently. In that way, you stand a far better chance of developing the ability to celebrate as a strong habit. Of course, you can always modify the frequency if you wish. That leads us right to the third question. How do you actually implement a celebration? This is an individual choice, but I'd like to offer some ideas for you to consider. For starters, you may, number one, take a break from your work or routine. Number two, treat yourself to something you enjoy. Maybe that includes a nap or a phone call. Number three, reflect on your accomplishments, whether they be small or large. Number four, spend time with someone you find pleasurable. And by the way, that includes your pet. Number five, read a portion of a book or a magazine that inspires you. Number six, revisit some old photos that conjure up pleasant memories. Number seven, get outside and take a walk so that you're changing your environment. Number eight, capture your feelings in a journal. Number nine, listen to uplifting or relaxing music to stimulate the auditory part of your brain. Number 10, meditate and quiet your inner critic. Each of these activities, or anything you choose to add, is a way to alter the endless to-do lists we all have to keep up with. Particularly during stressful times such as these, we want to take much better care of ourselves and get into the habit of doing so regularly. It's pretty easy when you stop to think that you don't have to dedicate a disproportionate amount of time. You can easily start with 5 to 10 minutes. As speakers, I always advise my clients to attend to the needs of their audience. Let's keep in mind that the best way to do this is to start by taking care of you. Why wait until your birthday to celebrate? Start right now to celebrate you, and you'll notice the value. That's exactly what I plan on doing, and I'd like you to join me. Consider this skill part of your business communication toolbox. Not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding value to your own communication skills. And that's truly important. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.